Purpose for reading. In this passage, set in 1793, the main character Matilda has just learned that a girl named Polly has died from an epidemic of yellow fever. While you are reading, pay attention to how things in Matilda's family have changed over time. Ask yourself why the characters are acting the way they are. Excerpt from Fever, 1793, by Laurie Halls Anderson. My mother slipped her hand in the back of my neck. She did not suffer, Matilda. We must be grateful for that. She removed her hand and looked into my eyes. This heat is not healthy. You must tell me straight away if you feel peckish. I waited for her to say something more about Polly. She did not.
We should send something along for the family, suggested Eliza. Her mother is in no condition to cook. Maddie could take a ham over.
No, Mother said quickly. She set the coffee mug on the table with a thud. I don't want her near there, not with sickness in the air. Besides, she hasn't played with Polly for years. The girl was our servant, not a friend.
Yes, she was, I protested. Let me go, please. I'll take some food. You know they need it, and I'll pay my respects to her mother. It's the proper thing to do.
I've already paid our respects, Mother said. You'll just upset her mother more. I'll take a food basket there myself tomorrow. Now put on a clean apron, Matilda, and wash your hands. It's time to get to work.
I want to see her.
No.
What about the funeral? I asked, blinking back tears. You must let me attend that.
No, absolutely not. I forbid it. You'll have nightmares.
She was my friend. You must allow me. Why are you so horrid?
As soon as the angry words were out of my mouth, I knew I had gone too far.
Matilda! Mother rose from her chair. You are forbidden to speak to me in that tone. Apologize at once.
The sun coming in the south window cast deep shadows under her eyes and cheekbones. She held her jaw tight, her eyes flashing in anger. She looked old, much older than she should. She hadn't always been so pinch-faced and harsh. When Mother allowed herself a still moment by the fire on winter nights, I could sometimes see the face she wore when Father was alive, back when Mother smiled at me with her eyes, her laughter, and her gentle hands. But no longer. Life was a battle, and Mother a tired and bitter captain, the captain I had to obey.
My apologies, I said.